views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate, on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. We're here on Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Janice Underwood Show. I'm your host, Janice Underwood. And today, there's just so much going on in the world, and it's been such an interesting transition from the 2017, year and what people were working on to 2018 and all of the new projects and the new information that people are gathering. And I don't know if that's the same for you, but I've been seeing it, and it's been really, really neat to see what people are grabbing a hold of to create the life that they want. And as you know, every Monday, I'm here bringing you conversations with inspirational people to help you create the life you want for real. I want to start out by giving some gratitude to my guests who have been on the show. We've had some amazing shows. So if you haven't heard the show with, for example, Beth McDonald or with Adam Tim yet, go back and listen to those shows. I am so pleased to be able to have access to some amazing people in my life. Last week, I had our guest was Krista Kilbane, and she and I were talking about divine alignment and getting connected to the truth of who you are. And I thought that was such a sweet show, and the stuff that she was talking about was so relevant because so many of us, when we were young, we had our truth intact. Even if it was when we were very young, or sometimes we had little glimmers of it throughout our life. And I remember for me, I had that, I had these moments of feeling good just about helping a fellow student in third grade who was struggling. I was that kid in the class that my teachers would appoint to some of the kids that had problems, or maybe they didn't speak English well and the kids were picking on them. And so I was sort of like their little wing person, their wing woman, and I would help them out. And I think that, as I can look back on that from the point of view that I have right now, I can see, I was already being of service in very small ways to people. And so I'm really excited this year to get back to doing more and more of that. So I loved that Krista talked about that because given the transition that I've just gone through myself, and we'll talk about that a little bit more during the show, because I think it's important. It's kind of the messy side of self-growth. And, it's great to hear really cool pieces of the story where it's like, yay, and then this awesome thing happened. But in order to get to the awesome things, sometimes we have to go through some suffering and some pain. And so I thought that our conversation last week was really a great inspiration for this show that we're going to do today. So if you haven't listened to the show that I did with Krista last week, totally listen to it, because I think there are some great nuggets in there, especially if you've been struggling with some beliefs about yourself or have had some trouble focusing on what you would like to see in the world. So with that, I thought that I would talk to you today about the challenges that we can face at the end of a growth cycle. And for our purpose today, we're going to focus on spiritual growth. I spontaneously got into a spiritual journey 4 years ago. Now, I think I've always been on one, but it really, I really fell into it about 4 years ago. And I had no idea what I was doing, obviously. Of course, you know, that's what happens, right? We get into something, we're like, wait a minute, am I in something? How did I get here? I'm sure you've had those moments. Anytime we do change work, by the way, that seems to happen. I remember sometimes I would say to someone casually, you know, I want to change that about me. And we're just having a conversation. And before I know it, the world has rearranged itself to give me opportunities to do that. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I guess I'm doing this thing. So sometimes we kind of jokingly say, oh, I want to change something, and then get the opportunities to do it. And we're well within that change cycle before we know that we're actually on that road to change. So I think what I found the most difficult navigating, though, in my life, it has been this last long cycle. I'm going to call it a long cycle of my spiritual journey. And like I said, it was unexpected. I had done a lot of self-growth work before I went into a more spiritual place. And I was lucky. I actually ended up pairing up with someone who had been on the meditative path a lot longer than I had. So I think I started meditating, a little bit in 2008, but it was not anything like a real regular practice. And one of the best ways to start meditating, obviously, is visualization and focusing. And then, of course, most of us start out with breath work. And so that was really neat to have that access to my subconscious mind and a quiet mind. I remember the first day that I had a quiet mind. That was quite an experience. And I don't think that happened, quite honestly. Let's see. I don't think that happened until probably 2011, probably late 2011. So what I've really understood about these cycles, because there are beginnings to cycles and endings to cycles when we're doing change work. And I think that one of the most unexpected things that can happen to us is a spontaneous ending to a cycle. I've had this happen to me a few times, and clients have, and especially if you go down the meditative path, what you'll find is if you keep going, as my husband would say, you know, he's always encouraged me to keep going down, down. It's like, yay, yeah, you got to this level. Now meditate to go to the next level. You know, just keep going down. And so I started thinking about that because a couple weeks ago, after the whole month of December, I had challenged myself to really break through out of some noise that I felt I was still having in my life. And so I asked, I was doing all these really cool processes and techniques, especially before bed, asking my subconscious, you know, saying, hey, I really want to see what I'm not able to see right now. And so I'm, you know, in the vein of gratitude, you know, I'm really grateful to a lot of people who have held this space, like my friends at different parts of the journey that I've been on the last 4 years, and to my husband, and also to my kids and my family. And so there have been a lot of people who have held the space to give me the room to make the mistakes and to also get the learning that I needed from the last 4 years. And so one of the biggest pieces of that learning was to continue pushing through, to continue asking. And so this last December, as I'm wrapping up 2017 and still kind of feeling a little noise about some of the things that, you know, were evolving around me, I really said, okay, self, I'm ready. Just give it to me straight, you know, let's just do this thing. And I did. And I had the room to do it. So I realized that everyone has the space and room to do it. I've been, like I said, very fortunate to have someone hold the space for me while I was going through this process. And to be able to continue going through this process until I could reach a really nice, stable point to launch off of again. So that's what 2018 is about. And I think it's about that for a lot of people, quite honestly. So, you know, how are you doing? How's 2018 treating you so far? I hope it's treating you well. And I hope that all of the learning that you had from 2017 is really giving you some wisdom to hone in and use this year. Because I think this year, especially from someone that I know, she brought in a message, and her message was the best ever seen in 2018. And I really love that, because I think that what it means for me is that we can see the best of ourselves in the world around us, playing within relationship and within our work and whatever it is we choose to do creatively, that we can see the best of ourselves in this year, not only through others, you know, our interactions with others, but also through the interactions we have with ourselves. And so I'm really, really excited to share some of this journey with you. Yeah, I guess before we go to break, I would like to do, I guess, a little bit more of a formal gratitude process here. I do want to dedicate this show to my friends, especially the friends who have been in my life the last couple of years, because they've seen a version of me that not many people have seen, and it's been vulnerable. And it's been confusing at times. In fact, I started writing. I didn't want to forget. You know, anytime we finish a change cycle, sometimes the dissonance goes away, and we just kind of become a new person, and we have a new perception, so we can forget things. So I actually started writing down my journey through meditation over the last 4 years, and I think that it's just really funny. It's kind of subtitled it A Story of Confusion, Liberation, and Abrupt Endings, because the abrupt endings are kind of what I want to talk to you about today. they're quite amusing, actually, by the way. And you can see that it makes me giggle. So I just want to thank those who have been on this journey for me and have seen some of these abrupt endings and have been willing to stay with me and renegotiate our relationship, because when these endings happen, we have new relationships with each other. So we'll talk more about that and meditation and spirituality when we come back.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Hi there, we're back again. We were just talking about how cycles of change, especially when you're going through spiritual growth, can abruptly end, and how that can impact relationships that we have with people. And let me just offer this to you. I wanted to give you some little tips and some things to look out for when you are ending a cycle. So I'm going to go into some of the positive things that happen and then some of the not so positive or the downside of having these cycles end, and what you can do to make sure that you continue moving forward in a positive way, especially towards yourself. And then we'll kind of jump back into the story that I want to share with you. So the positives. One of the great things about getting out of a cycle of change or a spiritual evolution cycle is that you tend to have a new level of clarity. And with that level of clarity, oh gosh, that feels so good in the head, by the way, when you get rid of a fog or you feel just more present. And in NLP terms, many of you know I'm an NLP coach, neuro-linguistic programming coach, that the submodalities, like because our neurology is working differently, we actually can see the world a little brighter, like things are more vivid. I remember doing NLP practitioner training with Tom Best, and I remember one of the first weekends where we did a huge piece of change work around beliefs, I believe. And I looked up, and I've never seen leaves on a tree so brilliant in my life. I was like, wow, that's the coolest green ever. It was just such an amazing thing. And ever since then, it's like, you know, I got these tweaks in my eyesight. It was really cool. So that's the side benefit of getting rid of, you know, emotional and thought loop noise. So with that level of clarity, then you often have a new level of confidence. And that's really nice because at this point of the journey, like when the cycle ends for you, you'll probably be faced with either looking at what's going on in your life or making some, you know, changes, like some tweaks to make sure that what you've learned can be moved forward in your life in a way that brings you what you want. And also with endings come a new level of understanding. And for a lot of people, including myself, there's also a different level of connection. Usually it's a different connection to your work. Maybe people who really have held the space for you on this journey, you'll feel very much connected to them. It may be a little bit more. But I think most often what happens is there's just that connection to that, my dear friend, that colleague Krista would say, is that divine self. So, you know, that true self. And so that's really kind of cool when that happens. Most of the time, too, you can feel more awake, your subconscious processing, oh my gosh, this is the most fun part. And especially if you're a meditator, like through time, you can actually notice that your supercomputer, your mind, it works so much more efficiently and your processing power is so much better. And so if you tended to get overwhelmed with a lot of visual stimuli when you've done this meditative path and you've really cleared out a lot of stuff, what you'll find is that you can navigate the world a lot better because you're seeing more of the nonlinear computing power that you actually have. And this has happened in the last 4 years. I think this last tune-up for me, this is probably number four. And it's been really neat to be able to start seeing the more nonlinear way that our subconscious takes in all the information without us having to focus singularly on every single thing, because that can take a lot out of us physically and emotionally. And with that, you can actually see more, like you can process faster and it doesn't take as long to go through, you know, the emotional body and the physical body. It's just like all of you is there and they're all working more harmoniously with each other. So that's really neat. And then, in the big view, you usually have more optimism and more hope. And so that's why the end of these cycles, if you can take time to celebrate them, they really are a cool, hopeful point in time for you. Now, the key is to protect that hopefulness, because some people around you may not be happy with the changes. All right, so let's talk about that. Some of the downsides to these spiritual endings or of the cycle, the spiritual growth cycle endings, or, you know, a change ending, is that you may find yourself needing to pivot, you know, especially if you're a business owner. My business has had to pivot with me a lot during this journey. It's been really risky at times. I don't know if I mentioned actually on this show. I think I have, because it's part of my spiel is that at one point in time, you know, when I really dove into bringing in the psychic surgery technology, that I switched my whole business from an NLP hypnosis business coaching point of view, still doing, you know, business coaching, but really adding in this more, you know, this different type of spiritual technology. And I lost a lot of my clients when I did that, when I did the rebrand. So I did a rebrand from Thinking Blocks LLC as the main, you know, brand over to Real Life, Real Changes. And that wasn't really too problematic, because actually the clients who needed me at that time that really have been amazing for my practice over the last few years needed Real Life, Real Changes. So it was a great rebrand, but that didn't always happen. There are other cycles in there that I really missed some of that. So businesses, especially if you're an entrepreneur, something that I love helping entrepreneurs and business owners navigate through, especially if they want to put more spirituality into their business, is that sometimes they do require the businesses to pivot, and we have to, you know, really understand if that's something we want to do or not. But, you know, I've actually seen it as a positive thing with myself and clients. So I'm always excited when the business has an opportunity to pivot. And then we talked about this before the break about relationships. So I've talked about relationships as energetic connections between people on the show. And so if you think about it, if you're in a relationship with someone and there's a particular energy and a particular mindset and a particular, I don't want to say outcome, but, you know, there's the you, me, and we. And the we usually is something that the two feel comfortable in. It's a way that they play with one another in a way that the two people kind of feel oriented. And so when someone significantly shifts, that can scare the other person, or it can just make things really uncomfortable for one or both of the people. I've I coached a couple. Well, I've actually had several couples come through my practice. You know, it would start with the individual coming in because they were on a spiritual journey, and then that would kind of upset the relationship they were in. And then they had awesome partners like I did. And so their partners would actually come in and see me and at least have a dialogue about their perspective. Because, and I wrote a blog post about this, actually. You can go to Real Life, Real Changes. And I think it's called, it's all about relationship ending energy, I think. And then there's also some other things on there about how to preserve relationships when you're on a spiritual journey, because it is really hard when someone shifts, especially with spirituality, because language patterns shift. And then the person doesn't know what we're talking about. And then, you know, our experiences are so kinesthetic, you know, we feel them in the body. So when we meditate, we go off into a place of peace and oneness. It's really hard to describe that to someone else. And so it can really wreak havoc on a relationship if we're not mindful about it. So, you know, one of the downsides when we change significantly is that, you know, people may not understand, and they may, you know, well, they may not know what to do with us. So it happens. So, you know, that's about it. I didn't write a lot of downsides because, you know, quite honestly, I think those will keep you busy enough. all right. So places not to go. So not to go is to go into guilt. You know, you've just had this level of clarity and you've done all this hard work and you're seeing some awesome changes in you and you towards the environment. And so you don't want to bring in old icky vibrations like guilt or fear. And especially, and I had to learn this a lot when I was in my early adult life, was not to take responsibility for someone else's experience in that. You know, be supportive and be kind and do what you can for them. But, you know, you can't, you don't know exactly what is upsetting them. And so, you know, just being present is probably the best thing to do with that. And then obviously don't dwell on, you know, the loss. I like to do a review actually when these cycles end. So I do a review, and I do it primarily so that I can release any energy that I might have towards something, you know, just to really clear out the energy and make room for the new. So dwelling on the loss doesn't help. And, but honoring is awesome. And then also, you know, making sure that you can be present with yourself and, be kind to yourself as you can see how your life has shifted because of the new awareness that you have. So I'll let you process that, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'll give you some tips on how you can be, and then also continue sharing a little bit about my story. We'll be right back.
Plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit janiceunderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Well, hello again. This is Janice Underwood. You're listening to the Janice Underwood Show. And we are talking about the end of spiritual growth cycles or change cycles. They act very much the same in the same way. And we were just talking about positives and negatives. I don't like to call them negatives. How about downsides? It's some of the downsides to finishing up a cycle unexpectedly. Because especially if you do it on a meditative path, these endings can happen very quickly and you don't really know what quite happened. And I guess that's the fun of it, right? You just don't quite know when you're going to have that new level of awareness. It can also be tricky to navigate. We were talking about how it can impact relationships. And also if you're an entrepreneur or a business owner, you can also impact your business in some way. One of the things I've learned in each of these cycles, and it's something that I've needed to cultivate in my life very much so, I decided that in order not to be so oversensitive and emotional, because I was like that as a kid, I was really sensitive. Now I'm really happy, you know, that I have the ability, I call it like I have a really good timing thing. My husband and I, we were talking about this, we have different specialties. And it's been really cool. It's been kind of interesting to get our partnership lined up where we can both leverage what we do well and what, you know, and allow the room for the other person to do their thing well. And one of the biggest, you know, we've done small projects together. And one of the biggest projects we did actually came at the end of one of our growth cycles. And that happened in 2016. And so one of the biggest projects we've taken on as a couple is what we call our Two Spain project. And so what we did at that time when the growth cycle ended, we took a look at our life. At that time, I had a beautiful home in an amazing neighborhood in Austin, and I actually had a really cool home office that I ended up, you know, giving up. But we took the opportunity at the end of that change growth cycle, and for me, it was a hefty spiritual cycle. I actually did ceremonies in that house. I learned a lot about energy, and I tended to the back hill. It actually had a pyramid. It was really cool. They had laid rocks down the hill and it looked like a pyramid. And it was so cool because when we found this house to purchase, we had just gotten back from Chichen Itza. I had made a pilgrimage there. And that was really cool. I took it as a sign that, yes, this is our house. And it was. It was really nurturing for my soul. I had a lot of nature, a lot of birds, a lot of trees. And so it was really hard to let go of the house in some ways, but also it was time to let go of the house in other ways. So we decided to really take a look at our life and decide what we wanted to create. And one of the things I've always wanted to do since I was a little girl was to travel abroad and live abroad. And having, though, a lot of kids in the house at that, you know, in my 30s, I thought, you know, well, I'm just going to be working, you know, until I retire, and I'll just have to wait until the kids leave the house and all that good stuff. And so I've always just thought, eh, one day I'll do that. But we really took an opportunity and we created this project to move to Spain for a year to get, you know, a language immersion and give my son an opportunity to just have that, right? Different culture, different language immersion, you know, different way of being in the world. You know, he was super up for it too. So that's kind of like one of those cycles in my life where, you know, it did impact relationship a lot because I was kind of, you know, going through a spiritual kind of upheaval and a shift. And then, you know, my husband was going through his own change and shift. And then we had to kind of navigate that and then also navigate it with my son, who actually was also going through his own change and growth shift. So it was really cool. And, you know, another time we'll talk about that. But that's just an example of like how we can leverage when these cycles shift on us. And so for us, we didn't say, hey, so in September of 2016, we're going to be talking about this, you know, at the beginning of 2016. We didn't know, but we were prepared and we had some amazing alignment conversations with all of us, you know, and navigated through, okay, what do we want to create next? And so that's why I'm so passionate about helping people create the life that they want. One, because I know you can do it. You just need the tools and the perception and the awareness levels that will help you get what you want. And then two, just quite honestly, it's just all about timing. And so if we can leverage the timing, which is really hard, quite honestly, you know, I think that's one of the hardest things I've seen people struggle with is honoring endings. We just don't seem to like to end things. Beginnings are fun. They're bright and hopeful and they have all this creative energy. But endings, I argue, actually have the same energy potential. They have the same creativity potential in them. I would argue to say more. I don't know. I'll have to do a study about that and figure out how that works. But I really would argue that endings can give us so much blessing in the way of creativity. So I don't mind change, as you can tell. That's why I like helping people make change, I suppose. So one of the more hopeful things, and hopefully you can kind of hear it already in the story about 2016 and how we created a new project, is that when these end, it's really good if you can learn how to be very compassionate with yourself. Again, so that will keep you out of guilt. And also, you be as kind and loving. And so what I've noticed in having to navigate through so many of these little short ending cycles in my spiritual journey the last 4 years is I have learned how to be so much more kind and compassionate toward other. I'm not done with that growth. I mean, there's more levels to get there. But compared to where I was, you know, 10 years ago and 4 years ago and 2 years ago, and, you know, that's we're ever evolving, right? But just being more kind and compassionate to self. And then when we can be compassionate to self and really nurture ourselves during these endings, we tend to be able to give that outward. And then if you're lucky but if you have people in your life that support you, you can also lean on them. And oftentimes they can provide that extra boost of compassion and love towards you that you can use. Let's see. Oh, and then also I find that it's really good. So, you know, we got this opportunity. We kept doing what we were doing. I kept meditating. I kept going into nature. I kept grounding. I kept doing the activities that nourished me. And I find, I don't know about you, but I find that music is really healing and and good for me. So I also recommend to people that if you've come upon an ending, that you just continue doing what you've been doing. I also journal a lot. I think that it's just a great way to move energy. I find that when I journal, I can get a lot of really good insights and also kind of finish some thoughts that are going on in my head so that I don't have to carry them with me in my day-to-day interactions with people. So let's see, what do we want to talk about before we go to break? Yes. Oh, well, okay, so let me finish the story. So our Two Spain project, obviously, well, the outcome of that is that last year in September, at the end of September, we got the go-ahead to move to Spain. So we were really excited about that, but that meant that we only had like something like a few, like 2 weeks to disassemble the rest of our life. and that was quite a ride and get plane tickets and all that stuff to get to Spain. So currently that's where we live, and it's been an acceleration point for one of my spiritual cycles to end. And I did not expect that, actually. I did not expect that this shift in our life would accelerate the end, will get me to the end of this spiritual growth cycle. So, oh, surprise, 2018, yay. Ah. I know a lot of people are going through some unexpected changes. It's been, like I said, it's been an interesting 2018, right? All right. So if you want, just before we go to break, you can go to realliferealchanges.com. I have a couple of blog posts there. I might actually, I'll put the links on the show stuff. And it talks about this. It actually talks about relationships and spirituality. And I have a few things on there about cycles as well. And with that, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
All right, we're back. It's been quite a ride. You know, I love this show. There's something about when I'm doing the show that there is a flow that happens. And so it's always surprising to me how fast the hour goes. Okay, so before I forget, on that note, before I forget, the unstoppable Frankie Picasso is going to be with me next week. I'm super excited to meet her and interview her. She wrote a book called Midlife Mojo, and I, you know, in doing some research for our time together next week, I wanted to know more about her. So I bought the Kindle edition of Midlife Mojo, and I have to say, I found it very relevant to what we're talking about today. So if you haven't heard of that book yet, I recommend picking it up. You don't have to be in a midlife transition to benefit from it. I think she did a really good job. So I'm looking forward to talking to her more about that next week. Also, too, if you want past episodes of this show, you can go to JaniceUnderwood.com. And what else? Okay, I think that's it for now. So let's talk about these endings because I want to give you a summary of what we've been talking about today. And we've been talking about some of the things that can help you navigate, especially if you have been focusing on a huge piece of change work, like a significant piece of change work. And now all of a sudden it's like, bink, everything fell in place, right? The puzzle pieces all fell in place. And you're like, oh, okay, that was it. All right, we're here. That happens actually, and it's really good. It's a sign of your neurology becoming aligned, and a lot of times you can struggle a lot before you get to that point. I still do, actually. I can have some pretty dark nights of the soul as I'm getting towards that change. It's like that, I would imagine, in some of the terms that we're used to hearing, it's just that it's that part of the ego that doesn't want to die. You know, it's just like, no, I'm happy with things the way they are. Why are we changing? And you just push through that, and then, you know, life is better. And you realize, oh, okay, I'm not going to die if I do that. So I recommend that you continue still doing these practices. And what's really cool, you know, any practice that you have, right, if you're visualizing or writing, you know, keep doing that as you're moving through this transition and afterwards, because that's usually where the creativity, that potency, that real spark in you can come through. And so you can come up with some really great ideas that are very relevant to what you want to create in your life. So that would be my first thing to say in summary, is to keep going, keep doing what you're doing, you know, keep pushing through it, you know, and rest too. I've actually found myself on the other side of this last growth cycle that I needed a lot of rest. So I've been sleeping quite well. And I've also shifted my meditation practice. I'm really excited about this because I have moved into a more mindful it's a mindfulness practice towards relaxation. And so relaxation, the state of relaxation, is the concentration that you're doing. And it's really helped my body integrate these changes. And also, whenever I get a little tense, my tenseness gravitates towards my neck area. So it's been really great for me to keep that in check as I'm integrating and moving forward. And also, we talked about this a little bit before the break, is honoring the endings. So whatever your practice is for honoring, I do a combination of a few things. I express gratitude for the endings. I do a grief process. I mean, it just naturally happens. So I will cry and I will be sad about the things that I might have lost. And how I get out of that, so it doesn't remain in a loop of loss, is I do a release process. And I actually got this release process many years ago in meditation. And I've taught it to a lot of my clients. And so, you know, if you have a session with me, one of the things that I'll do a lot of times is do a release process. And it's very simple, but it's very potent, and you can find that you can release a lot of stuff from the physical body and the emotional body, and it'll help you move through things faster. So if you have some sort of release process, that's always really good. And mine is basically just this. It's I release, you know, this, whatever it is, right? I release, you know, I release the concept of this, I don't know. I'm just trying to make something up, but it's not coming to me. Anyway, I release this physically, and then I release, and you keep repeating that until you feel a shift, and then I release this emotionally, and then energetically, spiritually, mentally. And so you kind of go through this, and actually there is a specific, let's see, what do you call it? There is a specific way that most people need to do this. So I try to intuit what needs to happen first, like if it's on the physical level or the emotional level, and then I allow the person to kind of figure out how many times they need to do it, because we know, you know, with the energy within us, the neurology within us, we'll know how often we have to say that, and then that'll shift, and then I'll say, okay, and then we need to release it how, and then they know, oh, well, now we need to do it spiritually, and then we do it that way, and then energetically. So when I first started teaching this with clients, I would do it, you know, the way I intuited, but I found actually it's a lot more empowering if they can tune in, because it's doing a lot of things. It's actually tuning them into their intuition and also into the energy better if I'm not just telling them how to do it. So so there's a little process that you can use. I think I actually have that recorded somewhere too. I used to give it to my clients for free. So I think I can find that. I can probably put a link up for that too if you'd like to do a release process. And then once you do that, you know, you can get to this nice state of peace. And if you can stay in that moment of peace for anywhere like 2 to 5 minutes or even longer, like if you want to make it a meditative practice, I like to just affirm that endings are natural. They're just part of nature. And so a beginning and an ending, they just are. And neither one of them is better than the other. And I think that really helps give us a nice closure piece of work that helps us stay very still and also present with all of the new opportunities and the creativity that wants to show itself or show themselves to us. And I love that. So if you find yourself at an ending of a cycle, and by the way, I think some of the astrological events are helping push some of that forward. So if you find yourself in that, you have some tools and you have some tips on what to expect and what can help you navigate through and make the most of the ending of a spiritual growth cycle. Okay. So releasing, there's just one thing before we end is the other thing I wanted to, I wrote a note about this because I think it's important. You know, releasing is actually our way of closing open loops. And I think it's really cool. And how this can actually manifest is just by clearing off your computer. So I've noticed that one of my other practices that I've been doing lately has been clearing off old photos and duplicate ideas off of my computer. So that could be something really small and very energetically pleasing to do if you want something very grounded to help move some of the old energy and release it, and then also make way for new creativity. All right, so next week we're going to have Frankie Picasso here. Again, her book is Midlife Mojo. And if you haven't listened to the interview that I did with Krista Kilbane last week. I highly recommend it. Krista is such a great, bright light, great soul on this earth. And she and I have worked together in various ways over the last couple of years. And so I think it would be, if you're listening to this show, it would be kind of great to step back and listen to that show, because I think that it would give you some motivation, encouragement, and really that positivity about, why we're doing this, why we go through the hard times, because there is a grand reward to it for sure. All right. Well, I think that's it for our show today. If you want more information, you can go to realliferealchanges.com, or you can, if you want previous shows, you can go to janiceunderwood.com. And I look forward to being here again next week. And know that you're supported. Be well. Be clear. I wish you much clarity this week and a lot of creativity. All right. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janiceunderwood.com.